Good morning, everyone. This is the shaman. It is the 22nd of March, 2015, and this is my first trip back to the honey hole. Feels like I left just last weekend. Do you hear? There's a fairly large flock just down the hill from me, down towards Pity Creek. They turned on late. It's about 10 minutes before sunrise. Out at a spot we call Heartbreak Ridge. It's one of the first places I put a tree stand. And those turkeys used to roost right on my tree stand. It's one of those buddy stands with a rifle rest going all the way around. And they used to get right on the rail, right on the seat. Used to scare the snot out of me coming up the ladder, because they wouldn't bust out until I was all right to the top. You talk about resilience. You figure those turkeys have been roosting in that same place now for 14 years. Thank you. Now there's some gobblers. They're up Pity Creek quite a ways. They're just turning on. They're over by Gobbler's Knob. That's where Angus is this morning. What I can tell you this weekend versus last weekend is that fog at Faulty Towers, the turkeys were just really turned on. They were gobbling at first light. This is much more subdued. It sounds to me like the hens are drawing out the gobbles of the gobblers. The gobblers need a little bit more insistence. And the other thing too is that they're roosting much further down the hill. Last weekend I would say they were a good 50 yards further up the hill than they are today. Right now they're close to being in the bottoms. Let's say this was season. Let's say I had my shotgun. Would that mean I should go down the hill? No. This is where they're going to end up. They're going to be up on top of the hill sooner or later. Only today versus last weekend, I would be expecting them to show up later. It's going to be a longer walk for them. Last weekend, I would have expected to see them out in these fields here in front of me, by 9:30. These turkeys here, an hour and a half later, it'll take them. Now, another thing I can tell you that I'm not hearing is there's a flock that Angus roosted directly behind me out on a ridge we call Virginia. He saw them going to roost last night, just before he came in. We know they're out there. Not a peep out of them this morning. it's going to sleep. Tell you, it's cold out this morning. Okay, again, this is getting back to that whole temperature and humidity thing. Last weekend, the wind was very light. It was coming from the south, maybe southy, and there was fog. And whenever the fog would blow over, it'd chill you right to the bone. This is a northeast wind today, and I think these turkeys are in a bend in the ridge that would somewhat protect them from this wind. But overall, they're on the wrong side. Turkeys are perverse. You would think, wind out of the northeast, turkeys would roost on the southwest side of the ridge. Ridge would protect them, break the wind. They're on the wind's out of the northeast, they're on the east slope. As I said, though, there's a little bit of a bulge just north of here. And the turkeys might be in the lee of that, and they may not be catching the wind quite as directly as I am. I'm up here on top. But I have to tell you, it's colder overall. Even though it's the same temperature, I'm feeling colder overall than last week. Folks, I just got three chicks come up on my backside. Very hesitant, but they also don't know squat about what I am, and they're moving off without too much trouble. They're circling me at a distance of about 20 yards. The lead ones come around to the 12 o'clock position. The other two are back at 10 and 11. It looks to me like they were roosted in Left Leg Hollow, heard the hens on Heartbreak Ridge, and decided to cross over. Thank you. tree is. 15 yards. Perfect shot. There goes the hen. What a show. The other two have now crossed my 12, 15 yards out. They've presented good shooting opportunities all the way through this. The lead one is now down over the hill. He's going for the noisy hen. The remaining two jigs have just reversed direction. They're coming kind of my way. On that classic pose where they cross at the neck, you get two of them at once. And now they've gone back to feeding. Lead Jake is down the hill a ways, and he's become vocal. I see him. I try to adjust the mic so you can pick him up a little better. Trailing jigs are finally moving off towards the tree line on the other side. Their concern seems to be more what's in the woods on the other side of this narrow pasture in front of me. They're now moving along the fence line on the other side. Thank you. other one. Came back up the hill. Well, that was fun. Those are big, healthy jakes. All three of them had little stub beards. They could see me. they couldn't figure out what I was. And outside of being curious, I wasn't a threat to them. You heard it, that one let out a gobble there. They're going to the hen that's down there in Heartbreak Ridge. Sleep. Hello everyone, this is the Shaman back at camp. We're cleaning up and getting ready to head out. I had to come in, the wind got to be too strong and you couldn't really hear that hen anymore. Hope to see you next week. Take care.